1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
It is always wonderful to have him back in the studio.
Yes.
Since we were off last week.
You were off. You missed it. Probably my best show.
We got a late start on baseball. It's usually the case. People seem to shine when we're not around.
Me and Eric brought it.
I'm beginning to think that we bring the show down. Is that possible? Well, yeah, it's a definite possibility. We got a late start on the season, and then vacation jumps in. And
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Very crazy. Back, though.
You, of course, are wearing your Milkman t-shirt.
Got my Milkman t-shirt on today. Yeah, we're back in town. We lost last night.
We saw you in the hall yesterday with your mask.
With your mask.
Because we have responsible hallways.
Yeah, do that.
And you came to what? Do a commercial for the Milkman?
Cut a spot for the Milkman back here. And they played last night. They lost a tight one, 3-2 to the Chicago Dogs.
Just between you and I and Brian. Mm-hmm. Are you the hardest working guy there at?
No, our interns are.
Milkman headquarters.
Our interns, man, we run
them. Do you have anyone catch a soft drink yet?
Yeah.
An intern?
Sure. Oh, yeah. We run these interns.
Send someone for that?
They want to do sports marketing, and they're making about $10 a month. So they're making some decent money.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
As an intern, and they're there.
I really thought you were going to say an hour. I totally was like, door in the face on that
it's
one.
It's probably a little bit more than that, but I mean, they're interns and they're there pregame prepping the stadium, in game they rotate between. I got some in my department for in game entertainment. There's some for tickets and ushering. There's some in the clubhouse. They're all over the place and they help out. And then at the end of the game, after all the fans go home,
they get the leftover hot dogs that the players
want. They get the leftover hot dogs after they pick up the garbage, after they go through the aisles. And intern.
Do they have leaf blowers to clean up the stands, fire?
We have one leaf blower.
Oh,
what?
Boy. You don't have a tool shed full of those to blow stuff down?
It's a big complex. It's 180 acres.
Might need a couple of leaf blowers instead of just the one that has to run.
I think we have a couple. We have a couple leaf blowers. But we work our interns, and they do a great job for us.
Yep. If you'd like to intern for the milkman,
email firemanjim @. I get like four interns myself.
Guys, so. Fireman Jim, with all this COVID precaution that we're all, I don't want to say forced to take, that we all should be taking, how has it affected promotions at the ballpark?
Well,
can you fire a t-shirt into the crowd?
You can fire a t-shirt into the crowd, but it's really not as fun because they're social distance, so they're right there. Yeah. There's no competition. There's no diving across.
Yeah, there's no piling into each other.
But I tell you what, the kids
shoving people over rails of chairs.
Because we have a Chick-fil-A foul ball. Every foul ball hit the get it foul ball.
Yeah.
Foul ball.
OWL ball.
Yes, hitting the crowd. You can redeem that foul ball for a Chick-fil-A sandwich certificate at our redemption tent.
Now, do you do that just because it's a great promotion, or do you want those
balls back? Yes, and yes. So every time, and the owner finds it to me, it's a great promotion, but we got to, because so many foul balls you hit into the crowd, so now we just established a chicken sound effect done verbally.
Is it a clucking?
It's a buck-a-luck.
Okay.
Every foul ball hit.
The announcer, the PA announcer?
Yes, yeah. If he misses one, I'll hit it. There's all sorts of different. I didn't realize how many different chicken sounds you can make with your mouth.
Oh, I'd love to spend 5 minutes
on
that.
So wait a minute. It's not just a recorded thing?
Okay, the first foul ball of the inning, every inning will be, that's another foul ball sponsored by Chick-fil-A Greendale. Okay, and then every foul ball after that half inning, we don't keep saying it. It's just a And then if it's a high towering foul ball, you hear when it hits the ground.
Gee, Fireman Jim, that's not very cow-centered. That's very.
They're not supposed to be. They're
eat
cows
more
are
chicken.
Yeah, cows are wearing signs.
I know, but
if there's a song playing, we'll just cock it.
Okay,
give me a song. You can do it.
Let's say they ran a moo in there on a foul ball. Would people understand that? Because it's Chick-fil-A?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Right, exactly.
There's plenty of moos, trust me. We have a moo challenge. We have the moo kit of the game. We have all sorts of things.
Do copyright infringements prohibit you from using foghorn, leghorn in there somewhere? Like, I say, boy.
No. We have sound bites from everywhere.
What other famous chickens are there?
Super chicken. Nobody knows chicken man.
What about foghorn, leghorn's nephew?
The one with the big glasses? Yes. The yellow
one. They all had names.
Was it his son or his nephew?
It was the nephew.
It didn't go father.
No, that was,
or was he just
Sylvester
watching? There was like Priscilla, like
the one with the bonnet on, the old maid,
right?
Who wanted
that was her boy? Wasn't
who still
it?
Wanted her to Roger her up good?
Think about minor league. We get the sound bites. I just heard Eric say that MLB will not have the booing crowd noise.
There's an app. What was it, Rock? Get in your headphones There's an app, and I can hit the cheer button.
I heard that.
Is that what it was?
I believe it's on the MLB app and something else here. Yeah.
So the stadium DJs can look at this app results and say, oh, a lot of people didn't like that play.
But you can't. There's no boo button.
But
they just don't have the applause.
Boo. See, I'm booing the boo app.
Right.
It's the Game Day app and the MLB website.
See now at minor league games, we can play like last night. We played the sound app. Bite for I think it was Farley. Let me tell you why I suck. And we played that when a guy came to bat for the other team. Okay,
so you could never do that in the majors.
No,
never do that in the majors.
You can't even do a chicken sound effect in the majors.
Yeah,
can you at a Milkman game? You can.
The little
come over here. Let's have a look at you.
There he is.
Yeah,
this is a.
His name is Egghead.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy. Come over here, boy, and I'll show you how to make a nice paper aeroplane.
This is sound bites.
Okay, now I know what's going to happen
there.
Hold on.
Goes.
Pause. Yeah, he's going to make an airplane, and then Egghead is going to make like a jet fighter.
Yeah. Out of paper. Here it is.
Look at him.
There he is.
How's that for a.
Look at him. Huh?
No, boy. That's no way to make a plane.
It shoots down Slughorn Leghorn.
Yeah, that's an airplane, all right.
Yeah, it's got machine guns.
How did he do that on a paper?
Awesome, yeah.
And I don't think he talked, though, did he?
No, he did not talk.
So anyway, so we can get sound bites from movies, TV shows, cartoons, and we, trust me, we play them.
All right, good, because like we said, you can't, if you played that would, the paperwork
fired.
That would be on your desk the next day for playing, let me tell you why I suck. While, I don't know, Mike Trout walks to the plate here in Milwaukee.
Can't do it. You can do it for us, though. In fact, the umpire mean mugged our DJ last night. And I thought he was going to toss him. I've seen DJs get tossed out of games.
What?
Yeah.
For what? For running
I've seen a DJ, you can YouTube, he played Three Blind Mice after a bad call, and the umpire turned around and gave him the heave-ho.
That is wrong.
Umpires can eject whoever they want.
Yeah.
They have full authority.
Can they really?
Yeah.
Like even someone in the crowd?
Yes.
They can throw
in
the crowd?
Oh, yeah. I've seen them throw them out of major league games. Like that guy's leaving now.
Yep.
I've seen it plenty of times.
I think an umpire can eject another umpire. You, gone.
You would have to be the head umpire.
I think so. I don't know. Yeah. I'm making that one up.
Why
but anyways.
Frank Drebin do it then? In Naked Gun.
Right.
Why don't you just keep throwing people out of the game?
Yeah. Fun. I tell you, minor league baseball, you can get away with a lot more than MLB.
So did he mean mug him because he played Three Blind Mice?
No, well, last night was because I think he played the song a little, because you got to still cut the music before the pitcher goes into a set. He might have left the song on a little bit long.
Okay.
The guy stepped out of the box. It was probably Barbie Girl or something that, you know, I don't know. We play at least 250 different tracks of music during a game.
Wow.
Along with
pretty
all
much
the
between,
clucking.
It never seems like
and at least 75 chicken clucks. Well, how many foul balls you get? You can do that. Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
What was the... Oh, In the Mood. You should play In the Mood, that chicken version.
The chicken dance. Yeah, exactly. We can do it. You come to a game, we'll do it for you. Make a request. I'm there for you.
What's your... What the... How full are you at your games?
We're at one-third capacity.
One-third capacity.
So about 1,500.
Okay.
So games, they sell out, but there's still room.
That's still a good crowd, though. 1,500?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So third for now. Hopefully we can extend that later in the season. As of now, it's a third capacity.
All right.
Better than zero capacity, but
You guys are up and running.
We're up and running. You games are, tonight and tomorrow against the Chicago Dogs. That's managed by Butch Hobson. I remember Butch Hobson. He played for the Red Sox.
I think Butch Hobson was managing the Paw Sox, the Pawtucket Paw Sox when we were in Toledo a million years
ago. Yeah, once he retired, he's been managing minor league and independent ball. So some great baseball getting played. We were in first place yesterday. Now I think we're a game back in second place. So some excellent baseball. We just signed a guy that threw a no-hitter 3 years ago for the Marlins.
Really? In the majors?
Yeah, Henderson Alvarez.
Okay.
He threw a no-hitter for the Marlins. And this is an interesting no-hitter. It was 0-0. He pitched the top of the ninth. It was still 0-0. So they go. The Marlins come to bat in the bottom of the ninth. And he's on deck when the winning run scores. So the game, the no-hitter was punched with him on deck. It's a rarity.
Boom.
Usually they're on the mound.
There you go.
Anyways, MLB starting finally.
And the Brewers start Friday night.
Friday in Chicago.
Against the hated Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
In an empty Wrigley Field.
But
Wrigley Field has those seats in the bleachers across the street that I understand will be sold, and I don't know if they're social distancing, but there will be people watching the game, not in the park.
So those are private seats, but the Cubs do they get some kind of kick.
They get a cut. They get a taste. They went to court over that a few years ago.
They get a little taste.
So there won't be any more trouble. Yeah.
Yep. No, so they get a taste. So, yeah, it's back Friday.
Which is ridiculous that the Cubs get a taste from those bleachers across the street on rooftops. What if I'm in an apartment building that looks down at a major league ballpark? Do they charge me every time when I look out my window?
Are you having people over to watch the game?
And charging them?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's my building.
And keep your mouth shut.
We're just looking.
If you don't tell anybody,
I don't know. Maybe they'll look at your ballpark. Maybe they'll look that way.
It was a known fact, though, that they were doing this. Yeah, so that's why the Cubbies said, hey, we're going to build this huge sign or something back there. It'll block your view. Or
you can
a little something.
Yeah.
So they made the right choice.
What would you rather do?
Right. That's pretty much it.
It's your choice.
Right.
Right.
Live fans. I'd be able to hear them. I don't know. So. Like you,
there's no time for 10-game losing streaks or anything in this.
Not
short,
60
short
games,
season.
And that's. I mean, they start with 6 games on the road. What if they hope doesn't happen? What if they finish like a 2-4, which wouldn't be terrible at a 1-5? All of a sudden, you're 5 games under 500 and 6 games into the season, and it's going to happen to some team. Somebody's going to go, and somebody's going to be 5-1. So you don't have time. You really don't have time with a 60-game schedule to get to fall.
So how does this affect managing? If you can't get off to a bad start or you can't have a bad stretch, do you go to the bullpen quicker? Do you pull the plug on somebody more quickly now?
You're treating,
do more
you go
things
to, the bench?
To win more games.
You're kind of treating these games like it's August already.
Right.
All right, so now let's pretend it's August 1st, and my God, we're in first place.
You don't even have to pretend. We're almost
there, fireman first place. Jim. We're in first place right now. Yeah. We're in first place. We got 60 games left. Yeah, you manage different. Yeah, every team does. They know the trading deadlines and this and that. They're going to go for it, right? If you're in first place on August 1st, you go for it.
Yeah, you're going to manage like you said. Like you have 60 games left and you're in first place.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep winning.
Yeah. And a 5-way tie for the division.
That and it's funny with 60-game season. I could see this with especially the NL Central. There's so many good teams. At the end of the season, you could see 3 teams tied for first. It could happen. 60 games in. I mean, you could be below 500 in the division and win the division this year, possibly not
sure.
The Central, but it could happen. 60 games in. I mean, I think the Nationals last year were below 500 after 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have made the playoffs. Every team can now.
This sounds really stupid, Fireman Jim, but I'm not even sure who's on the Brewers roster.
There's
to tell you the truth.
The final roster comes out tomorrow. It's going to be in bed tomorrow by noon.
Okay.
So Of the playoff roster from last year, I think almost half is different.
We've already DL'd a pitcher because he has a blister.
Yeah. Or Brett Anderson.
Yeah.
He's got a blister. So our old buddy Corbin Burns is back on the roster, and he's starting. So remember Burns last year? He was going to be our ace in the rough, and then he had a bad April. Home runs. Got sent to the minors. Couldn't get it out of the minors, so they sent him back to Phoenix to work through his troubles. And he's had a good spring the last 2 weeks. So he's getting a start.
And we have 2 closers right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're going to go with Hader. I mean, Hader's going to be your closer. But, you know, in these games, what if he brings in Hader in the seventh because it's a tight situation? Or, we got to get some – there's some lefties coming up, and there's guys on base. They could bring Hader in early. He's done it before.
And then you finish up
Yeah, with Knable.
Yeah.
You know, Knable's coming back. He's had
Knable
a good spring.
Still, is he a question mark? He was gone last year.
Right. Now, well, they say he's where he should be right now. Now, saying where he should be right now, does that mean he's where he used to be? Probably not. So they'll keep a close eye on these guys. I mean, with 60 games, though, they can use him more. They're not managing for 162 games anymore, so it's 60 games. So now you don't have to worry about resting quite as much. They still get their rest.
I just wonder I'm sure they can rise to a level that you and I are unfamiliar with when they get into a game and it's tight and you're brought in to get this out with men on in the seventh or eighth inning. And,
right.
You know, but the crowd's not cheering, going wild like they have before. It's a quiet ballpark.
Well, they can still do have the artificial. Now, it's not the same, though. I don't.
I better tap my app button then.
Tap your app button.
Yeah.
But,
cheer, yell, wildly.
I'm sure the DJs and the opposing parks are going to do what they want. And will that app even affect anything? It's just a feel good thing, whatever. But it's different. No live fans. We'll see how these players react to it. I mean, so far they've been playing.
What's your level of excitement right now starting the season?
Not where it usually is.
July.
Not where it usually is when it's looking for a long, cold winter and it's finally spring training. All of a sudden it's early April, it's opening day. That's way different. I mean, now I'm glad to see baseball back, and it's curious to watch these games and see how they play and with the empty stadiums and the feeling not being able to go to a game. It's not quite 100%.
Forget about your excitement. What's your what are your expectation levels then?
Oh, playoffs. For the Brewers?
Yes.
Yeah, playoffs.
With all the changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I expect a playoff run. I mean, it's a tough division. We have one of the hardest schedules and one of the toughest AL. Central is a tough division as well. We play them. So you're going to see a couple teams come out of nowhere to get in the playoffs with a 60-game schedule. You're going to see some teams, you're going to see a powerhouse team not make the playoffs, I predict. The Yankees probably not. Nationals possibly. You know, they won the World Series last year. Could they not?
Yeah.
You know, but there's going to be some team out there that you expect to cruise through it, and they're going to have a bad couple weeks, and all of a sudden they're going to be out of the playoffs. And it's going to be some Red Sox, Dodgers, Nationals, some team like that.
Dodgers. Be nice if it was the Dodgers.
It would be. All the money they spend.
Really? Do you hate the Dodgers? Do you not? No?
Not a Dodger fan.
They're so far away, I don't think about them that much.
I think if you're on the West Coast, you'd hate them.
As long as the Cubs don't make it, I'm happy.
I'm sure, like, if you're living in the counties.
I've got a lot of don't like for St. Louis. I have a lot of don't like for the Cubs. I have a lot of don't like for the Dodgers.
Boy, three of the most loved teams in America right there.
Because the media tells you. That's what the media tells you.
They're on your short list.
Yeah. Those are the kind of the don't love team.
Yeah.
So you need your fix tomorrow. The season starts tomorrow, actually.
Right.
Yeah. The Yankees at the Nationals. That's going to be a great game. Scherzer versus Cole, two of the best pitchers in the league. I mean, that's going to be a fun game to watch. So you get your fix right away tomorrow, and then the Brewers
on Friday.
And
they were teammates. No, they weren't teammates last year.
No.
Cole was in Houston.
Right,
The team. How are they? Where are you set on Houston?
I got a lot of don't like for them, too. There's no reason to like them.
All right.
Why would I like them?
They're not going to get booed now, obviously.
You know, Fireman Jim, you said to me a long time ago, if a team was cheating in baseball, let's say they're flashing a light on the scoreboard or something like that, you said, these guys get traded. They hang out together. The word would get out.
Yeah.
The word would get out if somebody had something like that going. And that's exactly what happened with Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Word got out because who was it?
Fires.
Fires.
Yeah.
Started talking.
Yeah.
And now he's in trouble. Nobody likes him anymore because he talked.
So was there a code for years that
you
shut your mouth?
Right.
You shut your mouth. You get traded. We're all doing it.
Did Nolan Ryan need to be tipped off? Did he need to know?
The batter facing Nolan Ryan?
Right.
Yes.
You needed to be tipped off. But even if they were, he still struck out nearly everyone he faced.
I'm going to throw you a fastball, hit
right.
it.
Right. And if
that does help, though.
All right, here's another one. If Nolan Ryan thought you were being tipped off, he would have killed people. He would have stuck it in their ear game after game after game, right?
Yep.
That's why I wonder, what's the code? When did the code start?
Now with technology.
Because old pitchers like that, you know, the old-time pitchers, they just freaking throw at you.
And they'd throw at your
Bob
head
Gibson,
with no helmet.
Right. Bob Gibson would have dusted you over and over and over again.
High spikes in the field. Yeah.
Right.
Somehow that was never attempted murder.
These guys are throwing high and inside.
It's part of baseball's charm.
It's the quirks of the game. Oh, that guy, he'll throw at your head.
It's quirky. He's quirky like that. He'll try to kill you.
Every now and then he dabbles with murder.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, Fireman Jim, yes, it sure was good
MLB
seeing you.
MLB is here tomorrow, Friday for the Brewers. It's good to see it back.
And you can still get out and see the Milkmen,
Milkmen tonight and tomorrow night.
All right, Fireman Jim, we'll talk to you next week.